So we're holding in Maseches Brachos Daf Dalet on the base at the Turah, which is like maybe roughly 15 lines down. We had said yesterday in passing, and we rushed through it in the last 3 minutes, which I have chorat about. I'm sorry, I won't do that again. Next time we'll just end at 57 and do more the next day. But in any case, that was then. But one thing we mentioned in passing was that Chazal advised that what a person should do is, instead of going home from the field, he should go to the shul and learn. And then, these are the important words that we're going to pick up in here. It says, Bekora Kriyishma, and then he should say Kriyishma of the evening instead of going home. Will miss Palel, and then he should daven, and then Va'ochel Pito, he goes home and eats his bread and Mavarach and benches. So that was like thrown on the side. We were focusing on the Kriyishma of the night, and we were focusing on the angle yesterday of you should say Kriyishma on the shul before you go home, lest, you know, sleep grabs you. But we're going to focus now for the first topic of today here on Mavase here is. We're going to focus on this, the Kriyashma and then Davin, which is not surprising to us, because that's what we do. But the truth is, it's actually a Machlokas Amorayim. If the proper way to do things in the evening is say Kriyashma and then Davin Shmona Esrei, or whether the proper thing to do is to say Shmona Esrei and then wait until like the last thing you do at night, say Kriyashma. Okay? So, that's where it picks up. It says, Amar Mar, the Master had said, and we're quoting from above, Kora Kriyashma, first say Kriyashma. This is talking about the evening. Umis Pal. Thank you. And then you daven. So that indicates that's the proper order for evening. First Kriyishma and then daven. So that serves to be a support to Rav Yochanan Shita. Misleye Lele Rav Yochanan. Dumb Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan had said that Ezu Ben Al Maba, who is someone who is going to make it to the world to come, Zeh Somach Gula Tfilah Shel Arvis. It's someone who's Somach Geula to Tefillah, who attaches the Geula, the redemption, to Tefillah, his prayer in the evening. So some concepts missing here in the Gemara that aren't spoken out. The way that Chazal were Masakin Kriyashma is that when you say Kriyashma, there are certain brachas you say before and afterwards, because Kriyashma, we're familiar with that. And the bracha you say after Kriyashma is Gal Yisrael. You actually say that both in the morning and the night, which refers to it's praising Hashem for redeeming us out of Egypt. So, the essential thing we're focusing on is the Kriya Shema being said before Shmona Esrei. But part and parcel with that, if you're saying it as the Chazal had in mind, is you're also going to say Gal Yisrael afterwards. So, Rabbi Yochanan, in a different context, was focusing on the Gal Yisrael angle. And he was saying that you want to, it's essential that you mention Gal Yisrael before you go into Shmona Esrei, even at night. I mean, Kol Shekain during the day, but even at night. Okay? Now, the fact that the Brice before it said you say Kriyashma and then Daven indicates that that's support for him, that indeed that the Kriyashma and Gal Yisrael happen before Shmona Esrei at night also. Fine. The issue, the other side of the coin, is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Because he said, Omer Tfilos Be'emtza Tiknum. He holds that the davening of the day, Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv, were established in the middle of the day, bracketed on either side, by Kriyashma. In other words, you should say Kriyashma in the morning, then you daven Shmona Esrei. That we're used to. So they have Gal Yisrael. So he agrees to say Gal Yisrael in the morning, and your Soma Gula Tefillah, like we do in Shmona Esrei, in the morning, in Shachris. But then he says you'll have Mincha, and then you'll have Maariv, and in Maariv you'll daven Shmona Esrei first, no Gal Yisrael critical as a lead-in to Shmona Esrei. And then, last thing to do at night, like after that, is you'll say Kriyashma, and then it'll be done. And Kriyashma will be included in Kriyashma, the mention of Gal Yisrael. But it's not, because that's how Gal put that bracha there, but it's not critical that Gal Yisrael leads you into Shmona Esrei. So again, so according to Shuvan Levi, the setup is that the day is bracketed by Shema Yisrael, morning and night, and in the middle you have three Shmona Esreis of the day. So he, of course, will say then that you don't need to say Kriyashma before Shmona Esrei at night. Correct. So, but my committee, good, they have two sides of the story, but what are they arguing about? What's the point? Why do they see fit to argue over this point of Kriyashma should come before or after Shmona Esrei night? Iboy Seima, if you want, Emakra, I can tell you the whole dispute revolves around actual things they learn out of verses. Iboy Seima, if you want, alternatively, I could say it's a Svara, I could say it's based on a rationale. Not verses, but a rationale. Just before even discussed their rationales and the svaras. I'm pointing out, just speaking out so far, what they are agreeing on is everyone agrees to say Kriya Shema morning and night. Everyone agrees to say Gal Yisrael morning and night. Everyone agrees to say Shmona Esrei morning and night. All they're arguing over is whether Kriya Shema and Gal Yisrael have to precede immediately the Shmona Esrei in the night. That's the only dispute. Okay? So now, Ibo is same as Svara. If you want, I can tell you what's a Svara. Now, just pointing out to you, we had this similar issue on the Beis Amud Aleph. We asked the question about why it had said, we had it about night before morning. And then one of the second answer, remember, the second Ibo is same was, because Vayera Vayvoker, it always goes night before morning. That's the Jewish way of doing things. And at Akasha, if that's true, if the way you do things night before morning, so then why do you go and teach the brachas later on in the parak of morning before night? And we said, it's true that the strategy of the... I made a chiluk, I use the word strategic and tactical. But the point is, the pedagogic strategy of the Gemara is to present things in the normal conceptual Masudr way, the usual regular rule. But we make, for tactical purposes, to make something memorable, I guess we'll call it, and make something impactful and relevant. Once you're talking about a particular theme, we'll go with that theme even if it's out of the normal order. And therefore the answer on the base was, since we're talking about chakras, I'll discuss other issues of chakras before Marav, even though that's not the normal order. Here you see that's just the derech of the Gemara. You're seeing it here again. It said, Ibo Hashem, if you want, I could say a pasuk. Ibo Hashem, I could say a svara. And then it says the svara first. You see the same exact story. Again, psukim would have primacy over svara. You have to choose what's like, you know, Judaism is a revealed religion. What Hashem says goes, even if it doesn't necessarily, you know, conform to our svara. That's the essential difference between Torah and philosophy. Philosophy is, like, we'll try to figure it out and see how far we get. And Torah is, no, this is how it is, now try to figure out how we got here. That's totally opposite of doing things. Therefore, a pasuk really would have is big more impressive than a svara. And the Gemara often says, like, I want to have a pasuk, so svara lovely, why don't you also support it with svara? Who can eat svaras? Who needs logic? I got pasuk to support a particular thesis. So here, too, you see the Torah's, the way that the Gemara is presenting it is, first and foremost, you have psukim. That's where open and shut. On top of that, you have them svaras. But now we're talking about svaras, so this sort of tactical thing. Okay, let's talk about the svara first and foremost, even though it's secondary in terms of what's the most important thing to evidence what Hashem wants of us. Okay, so it says, Ibo same as svara. If you want, I'll tell you this is the svara. Rav Yochanan Tzavar, Rav Yochanan holds, Geula Me'orta Nami Hava. He says there was a Geula at the nighttime. Which Geula is that? The Geula of Mitzrayim. We're talking about the redemption of Egypt. And if you recall, after Malkus Bechoros at night happened, Paro said, okay, get out of here, get lost. And then we said, you know, we're not a bunch of, like, you know, thieves leaving in the night. Leave when we're good and ready. And we left the next morning. So he holds, listen, there was a Geula at night also, because we were free to go. We were totally free. Ela Geula Malyas Lohavia. It just wasn't like the pinnacle of Geula of redemption, because we actually hadn't physically left. But in potential, we were free to go. So that's really good enough to be a geula and sufficient to need to mention it. Right? That didn't happen Ella Ad Safra. The morning is when the actual malyas, the highlight, the actual exodus happened. But in concept, the potential was there already for midnight, nighttime. And therefore, that's good enough. And therefore, we'll mention Ga'al Yisrael at nighttime also. I'll come back and explore some of the loose ends here, if you think about it. Well, I'll speak it out. But now, the other side of the coin, if Ibo is saying, no, sorry. Rabbi Shuban Levi's thinking is, Kima de lahavya ele mitzafra, since we didn't go out until the morning time, lahavya gula malyasa. That wasn't, the nighttime thing wasn't a gula malyasa. It wasn't like the pinnacle of gula, and therefore we're not going to mention it. We don't need to mention it until the morning. So that's the svaras. And I was pointing out to you, not only, as I introduced their two svaras, was their machlokas very small. They were agreeing, first of all, they already agreed you have to say Kriya Shema morning and night. They agreed you have to say Gal Yisrael morning and night. They agreed you have to say Shmona Esrei night. The only thing was, do you have to walk out of Gal Yisrael into Shmona Esrei night? That's the whole machlokas. But now you'll see, we said their svara is, what's the machlokas? They're agreeing, both of them are agreeing, that it wasn't Gula Malyasa, it wasn't the pinnacle of Gula at night. So they're funny, their svaras haven't even spoken out why they're fighting. I'll read, look at the words again. You see that they're actually agreeing on everything. They're agreeing that there was gula only in the morning, and the gula at night wasn't a perfect gula. And therefore what? It's funny. Look again. I'll just read the words to you. Iboy Sema, if you want, I could tell you Svar of Yochanan. Savar Geula Ma'urta Nami Havia. He holds the nighttime was a Geula. Ela Geula Malyas Lahavia. Just wasn't a perfect Geula. Ela at Safra until the morning. And Rabbi Shuvan Levi Savar, Kivan Lehavia Ela at Safra. Since they didn't go out until the morning, Lahavia Geula Malyasa. The nighttime wasn't a perfect Geula. So, okay, good. So they're agreeing with that. Like, what? Where's the point of contention? Are you with me? I'm like, this is more being very. You're nodding your head? You got it? Or you're shaking your head? I'm trying to elicit. They're having a big machlokas if you need to walk out of Gual Yisrael and into Shmon Esrei. And we said it's the reason why they're arguing is a svara. They're not agreeing on some rationalization, some rationale. So what's the machlokas? They're both agreeing that the morning was the real geula and the night wasn't the geula malyasa, wasn't the perfect geula. So if they're agreeing on that, so how is that the svara that they're not agreeing upon? Are you with me? I say it one more time.
Something like that.
Okay, but look at the words again. Here, the question was: Rabbi Yeshua Levi said no need to say Gal Yisrael before Shmona Esrei at night, and we said, and Rabbi Yochanan says you do have to, and we said why do they disagree? They said they have a svar. They disagree in I don't call it logic. Let's call it in principle. They have a dispute in the rationale behind things. But what's the dispute? Rav Yochanan holds they were free to go at night. This wasn't a perfect freedom because they didn't go out till the morning. And Rav Yeshua Levi says, yeah, it wasn't a perfect freedom because they weren't free. They didn't go till the morning. So where is that? Where is the locking of horns that from those two svaras that you see two different outcomes? You see like a very and for some reason the Mefarshim don't really speak this out. It's a big problem. Actually, I read one more time the words. Look in the words. Look inside and see. I'll translate fully. It's like very, it's very, there's something very, very big going on over here, which is not at all what it seems. One more time, look inside the words here. Iboy seima svara. If you want, I can tell you it's a svara. Rav Yochanan Savar. This is Rav Yochanan's side of the story. He's explaining why you need to say Gal Yisrael before Shmona Esrei night. He Savar. Gula Ma'orta Nami Havi. It was a redemption at nighttime. Ella geula malyas lohavia. It just wasn't the perfect geula. Ella ad safra until the morning. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says no need to say Gal Yisrael. You know why? Because he holds kivut lohavia ella ben safra. Since they didn't go out until the morning, lohavia geula malyasa. It wasn't the perfect geula until the morning. So are you with me that there's not much horn locking going on over here? But so I'm gonna put one other question on the table, which is like it sounds like. The reason why we're saying Gal Yisrael in the morning is to commemorate the Geula, which happened in the morning. Does that make sense? Like we're telling you, we went out of Egypt first thing in the morning, so first thing when you get up and you say Gal Yisrael Hashem redeemed us, and you walk into Shmona Esrei. We just learned before that, because the previous lines of the Gemara, I mean it was yesterday, so you have to think back to it, but we said, anyone who goes and daven Shmona Esrei after Chatzos, they're a bad guy. Right? If you say, they were connecting Shmona Esrei to the Kriya Shema sense the whole way through, and we're saying, you say Kriya Shema, after Chatzos, you're like Chayav Misa. They're not impressed. They want you to daven early. Come daven early. And so Shmona Esrei happened the first half of the night. And that's the din we said you want to daven. You're still in the Kriya Shema, but you're supposed to daven the first half of the night. But everyone knows, everyone's agreeing, that the Geula that happened the night didn't happen until midnight. Then after midnight, Hashem passed through at exactly Chatzos, we established it yesterday. And then they were free to go. So we're not even hooking in. Even according to it's clear that even according to Yochanan, we're not looking into some historical event of nighttime because the Geula happened at night didn't happen until the second half of the night, and this, our davening happened the first half of the night. You're with me? So, I think we have to say, now, I'm speculating, this is Joel Powder speculating, but these problems are very big problems. Like, just, the reason I'm forced to speculate, I'm gonna say the whole shtick of Torah here. It's because you got to understand the words. You got to understand the words of the Gemara. I'm like, I'm not pointing out. It's like, what are you walking away with? It said it's a svara. Can anyone tell me what they're arguing? The svara they're arguing about is the hard time to see it. So I think you have to say something very yisodi. And I'm bringing in for starters a little bit about from the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah and so I'm weaving in like that. It seems to me that they're arguing over a very fundamental way to relate to. Like the basis of what it means to be a Jew and what life is about, like the ultimate big picture. Rabbeinu Yonah, Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says that the reason what he asks, what's the big deal about being a Ben Olam Haba because you're so Magula Tefillah? Like so big deal you have to say Tefillah in the right order. You're right out of a center, bang, you fit the world to come. So they give two reasons, two explanations why. The gist of the second one is you're recognizing. I'll say both of them. The gist of the first one is like this: that why did Hashem take us out of Egypt? To be over Him, to serve Him, and that's the purpose of our existence as Jews. And the point of Rabbeinu Yonah, and he sees it, and he's seeing it here, like Rabbi Yochanan, the Iker Avoda of a Jew, the primary way that you serve Hashem is through Tefillah. I don't know, you don't hear that line so often. These days. But Rabbeinu Yonah says it clearly, that the Iker Avoda of a Jew is his Tefillah. The Avadatem, and you'll serve Hashem. We say that we darshan the pasuk of the Chiv of Tefillah together is from that you'll be Ovid Hashem. You serve Hashem, that's Avoda Shebelev, that's Tefillah. That's Iker Avoda. So Hashem took you out of Egypt, and you're mocking, you recognize that Hashem took you out of Egypt. What for? To serve Him. What's the Iker service of Hashem? Prayer. So, second answer he gives, I think they're really like, there are two answers, but it's they're interconnected, is that the expression of recognizing Hashem as Goel you says you recognize that Hashem does what He does. He's like the miracle worker who gets involved in our lives and cares about us and pulls us out of Egypt, with no holds barred to let us know He's for real and He's involved in our lives and our daily affairs. And because of that, like, that's the basis of our faith. The base of Jewish religion is not philosophical speculation and not anything other than the actual event of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, when you're making Kiddush on Friday night, when you're making Kiddush on Sukkot, when you're making Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah, it's always Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everything ties back to Yetzias Mitzrayim because that's the base of everything. Like, you have so many things throughout the whole Jewish day and the Jewish year to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim because that's our basis, like Kuzari. And so that's the Jew, and Judaism begins and ends on the exodus out of Egypt and Hashem is taking us to be in Am Segula, etc. And why? To serve him, and the Iker Avoda is with Tefillah. So I think that is the Rabbi Yochanan's worldview. Rabbi Yochanan's worldview is that step one is Hashem takes an active interest in our lives. That's the Geula. That's the point of the message. Gal Yisrael is like Hashem really is involved and really cares, and He did miracles for us. Then He'll do miracles for us again. And since He's acting involved in our lives, then you can trust Him. And He's the place you should put your amuna. He is the kone, He owns us, He took us out, so to speak. And the natural response then is to want to have a relationship with Him and to serve Him. And that's what being Jewish is all about. So it's related to Hashem as being the one who took us out, and like our boss, and therefore we respond to that by owing Him service. An Eved to the Adam. And that's what Judaism is in Rabbi Yochanan's world, and we pass like Him, by the way, I should point out. So therefore, if you have Geula Mamish, so that's good. Hashem took you out in the real taking you out, so good. Then the natural response is to want to connect Him. But even if you're only taking out in potential, which is that night, the midnight, it wasn't a Geula Mal Yasa, but it was Geula Havya. We are free to go. In potential, you're free. Freedom, chairs exists whenever you want to grab onto it. We just opted to not leave till later, but we were free because Hashem was there and was with us. So the natural response to even that Hashem being there for us in potential is already enough to now mandate that we recognize Hashem and say Gal Yisrael and tap onto that service of Him. I would sum this as opposed to, that's one worldview. The other, and it's all about tefillah, and it's all about serving Hashem because He's there, and because He is there to redeem us and take an active, intimate relationship with us. And Kriyat Shema is just the beginning. Step one is Kriyat Shema is, there's a Hashem. That's a philosophical notion. You put Hashem, Hashem, Achad. But that's what's really interesting is therefore Gal Yisrael. Hashem, so to speak, used His, who He was, to get actively involved. Just not just, out there, but involved with us. As opposed to Rishuv and Levi, who says the Jewish consciousness literally begins and ends when you wake up in the morning first thing and ends when you go to sleep last thing at night with Yichud Hashem, Hashem Echad. Like Hashem is this abstract, transcendental, oneness. And there's nothing but Hashem. And in the daytime when it really happens, you feel it. And therefore, the natural response is Gal Yisrael. Whoa, like that. Infinite Hashem is involved in my life. That's amazing. But other times at night, you don't feel that. And the fact that He's potentially there to involve that's, you know, that Hashem's there in the theory, if you haven't got the experience of Geula at nighttime, so it's not appropriate to relate to Him in this Ga'al Yisrael way. That's not essential. The relationship we have to Hashem isn't an expression of the fact He redeemed us. He's had to redeem us yet. The relationship is framed and defined by the fact that Hashem is Echad, regardless of whether we see Him or we don't. Like, you know, like, this, like the, you know, when you see Him and you feel Him, maybe say His chesed, but you still have a moon on Him, you trust in Him at night. Even though the relationship is, you don't see Him, you know He's there. Nothing's actually involved in our lives. I would sum these two worldviews up, if I could. I'm speculating a little further here, but I think it's the shot here. You know, when we talk about Hashem, we there's the way it's written, Yudke Vavke, and the way we say it, which is Agnus. They're two different things. The Emes says you're supposed to have kavana for both every time you say it, but Ashkenazim are really wimpy. They don't, in the Sephardim at least make an effort. They put in the Siddur. Ashkenazim, you know, outside of Kriyashma, which we say it's Lama Akev, but we say Hashem in Kriyashma, you have to have both things in mind. Beyond that, as long as you have Adnus in mind, that you're Yotze. What do I mean by that? What are these words I'm talking about? Yodke Babke. It's funny, we've been talking about Kriyashma for days, and we'll go on for many, many more days. We haven't defined what Kriyashma even means. Very funny, right? And now it's probably a good time to do that. We say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We say Hashem Yudke Vavke. That name is from the letters, from the words Haya, Hove, Yeh. It's like those two words smushed together, which means He was, He is, and He will be. I transcend it. He's infinite. Right? That this sort of abstract, philosophical, if you will, like, God exists before He came to the scene. He's infinite, and therefore He's a God. He's one. There's nothing but Him, and nothing else real but Him, etc. Then you don't say that name. You don't. I guess that's not manifest at the moment here. What's manifest only is Adnos, He's the boss. Adnos from like Adon Olam, or like you see, Adon means master, boss. When you say the shame Adon, you pronounce it like we do. Then you're saying my master. Like, forget the fact that He's some sort of transcendental, you know, infinity, and that everything's nothing but Him. The point is, like, who cares about philosophy? He's the boss. What He says goes. Since He took me to Egypt, I owe my life, and therefore I respond to Him by doing whatever He says. It's a totally different, like, way of thinking about Hashem, right? Not that He's everything and nothing, you know, like this sort of abstract, but this real, like, who cares about philosophy? The point is, He's the boss. I do what I have to do it. And that's it. Well, that's the ik of Kavani. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem, if you're going to have one thing in mind, just think that in mind. Hashem, You told me to do it, and therefore I'm doing it. Not this transcendental infinity. Was, will be. It's good to have both. You're supposed to have both in mind, but Iker one, in terms of the Kavana, is the Adnus. I think, really, my speculations are going deeper, farther. I'm going farther out on a limb. But I think, like, those two kind of... I would sum up this Machlokus here and those two worldviews. That, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's saying the relationship we have to Hashem is you take an active involvement in our life, and I owe you my life whether I know how and when. Once I'm potentially free, and you're there, so I respond to you as that relationship. And therefore, whether it's a malyasa, it's a perfect ruler, Hashem's there in potential at any time, and I respond to Him in this kind of personal relationship. He's the boss. We're free to go. He's involved in my life. And therefore, you always walk into the natural thing is, good, Hashem Echad, that's step one in Kriyashma. But then, and therefore what? And therefore nothing. And therefore Hashem took an interest, active interest in my life. And He's the boss. And therefore what? Therefore I'm going to respond to Him by walking out of Galah Yisrael into Shemona Esrei. And that's always going to be the way the davening is our relationship with Hashem. Like we're expressing, we're communing with Him, establishing a relationship. It's always predicated on Hashem is the boss. He was goelus. Whether befoel in action in the morning or even bekoach potentially at night. So therefore, the relationship always begins and ends with Hashem's reality and our obligation to Him as the goel, as the redeemed one who redeemed us and owns us, and he's the Adon. As opposed to, so that's like Adnus, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon Levi, who's saying, no, like the Jewish consciousness begins and ends with Yichud Hashem, there's nothing but Hashem and Hashem Echad, which is what you say morning and night, and everything else goes in the middle. And maybe it's not even true that the essence of our abode, the essence of life was like tefillah. That's just a component of it. You guys, I don't know, now I'm not even convinced what I'm saying is true. I'm just saying, like, the day begins and ends with Yichud Hashem. Yurke Bavke, like, there's nothing but Hashem. Beginning and end. And if you don't see Hashem, if you don't experience Hashem's gula, because it wasn't Malyasa, it's the night's potential, so you can't relate to it that way. You don't feel redeemed. You feel like you're in the dark. It's just time for emunas chabalelos. You got to trust in him. So let's, okay, I know in the abstract, you know, Hashem is there and he's the Zabin Bahim, Edom Nevadon, he runs the show. So I put my faith in him, I don't feel the ghoul. I don't feel that he's my, you know, he's actually involved. But I know he is, like, behind the scenes. But I relate to him as this infinite thing, and therefore, like, whatever goes in the middle of the day, part of that package. My response to Yichud Hashem is my tefillah in the middle of the day, maybe also my chesed, maybe my Talmud Torah, whatever it is. The point is, as long as Yichud Hashem frames the day, everything else is like in the mix. And it relates to Hashem in that way. I think that's the depth of what's going on over here. And you'll see more in the psukim as we go on. The more it continues, what I'm saying now, there'll be riots to what I'm saying. But I want to get out here. Therefore, the point is, if it's not Malayasa, if it's not the perfect Geula, you don't feel it, it's only a potential redemption, you don't feel it, therefore you don't walk into Shmoneh Esrei with that and on the tip of your tongue, because that's not the point, according to Rabbi Yeshua Levi. The point is, if you don't feel Hashem's, like, Geula now, you feel like you're in the dark, and the night it feels like it's the dark time and the scary time, and you have to faith in Him, okay, so, notwithstanding that Hashem Achad, you daven best you could, and like, but no, Hashem's there, and you'll see Him later on, so to speak. I think that's the machlokas here. And therefore you see, now, the rest of the Gemara reads good if you think in those terms, I think. Look, further on, I'm going to go further down. So now, my like, conjecture's over, now we're back into firm, solid ground here of the Gemara. B-boy say, if you want, crop, I can tell you what their machlokas is on a pasuk. And again, you're going to see, the same way their svar was really so subtle, they're darshing the same pasuk, just in like slightly different ways to have a different halakha, right? If you said to kra, ushneim nekra echad darshu, they're both making the exact same drash in the same exact pasuk. Dechsev b'shach b'chav b'kumecha. The Torah says Krishma happens twice a day, when you go to bed and when you get up. Shav Yochanan, who said that you have to say both Krishma before davening, savar makish shchiva lakima. You got to connect going to like the bedtime one with the morning time one. Makima kriyashma v'achkach tefillah, just like in the morning time kriyashma come before davening. Av shchiva nami kriyashma v'achkach tefillah. So too, kriyashma comes before davening. Now obviously it's a bit of a, if you don't have this like philosophical background, this proof is a bit tautological. It's like a bit of circular reasoning. He's saying everyone agrees that the morning one, it's only the Midzor Rabbanan anyway. It's like funny, you bring up proof from a pasuk about which order Krishna goes relative to Shmoneh Esrei, but the whole, and he's saying, the pasuk says that night and morning are connected, and just the same way you can say it in the morning, first Krishna and then davening, so in the night. Yeah, but don't forget, that saying in the morning, however you do that, is only a Midzor Rabbanan, how Chazal set up the davening. So the pasuk, you can't bring a, if all it was, if all we're talking about is just like the simple meaning of the words of the Gemara, it's very difficult, because how can he bring a drush from a pasuk saying that you learn how to do Krishna according to the rabbis at night, based on what they did in the morning? A pasuk could be talking about the rabbis that he goes to later on. That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. It can't be like you're learning out what the rabbis meant on a drasha. It could be that the rabbis were, you know, made in a smacht or something. That's not what he's saying. He's saying it's a hekesh. You see that the din is, it has to be. It's like strange. Unless you have this philosophical underpinning. And he said the point is, what's essential? Is it the same way you relate to Hashem in the morning is the same way at night? Like this oddness situation, you walk to Hashem, relating to Him in this personal way? And therefore, it makes sense. There's no difference in the way we approach Hashem is the same morning and night. So you're makish, kiva, and shkiva. They're connected. It's the same relationship day and night. He's the boss, right? Like it or not. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, his drasha is... Rishon Levi Savar, Makish Shchiva Lakima. Again, he's connecting the lying down to the getting up. You switch the orders here, but the one is the exact same pasuk of Shachtav Kamecha. Makima, just like when you get up in the morning, Kriyashma Samachumitaso, first you say Kriyashma, and then you, like, first thing you do is say Kriyashma, close to your bed. Af Shchiva, so too when you go to bed at night, Nami Kriyashma Samachumitaso. Also, the last thing you do close to your bed, so to speak, close to your bed, is say Kriyashma. Again, same questions I would have, and the answer I think has to be, the point is, he's saying, it's like, the primary thing is Kriyashma, Yichud Hashem, and just the same way that's how you start your day, so then naturally that's the way you'd end the day, and the two are connected. It's the same Kriyashma morning and night, there's nothing but Hashem. That's what you have to say, otherwise, it's very difficult. Okay, fine, that's enough of that. Good? Okay. Now, That's all good in terms of svaras, but we actually have a technical problem here. What's a technical problem? Masiv Mar braid Ravina. Mar, the son of Ravina, had a kash on this whole. He had a kash on Rav Yochanan. Now Rav Yochanan said that you always have to go first Priyashma and Gal Yisrael, and then Shmon Esrei, even at night. Now wait a second. The Mishnah says Be'erev Mevarach Shtaim Lefaneh V'Shtaim Lacharel. The Mishnah says there are two brachas that you say at night for after Priyashma, before Shmon Esrei. The first one is Gal Yisrael. But the second one is Hashkivenu. What happens to connecting Gula Letzvila? You have a big break here. You have a break of a whole bracha of Hashkivenu. That's a bit of a problem, eh? Now, V'iyomar, if you want to tell me, boy, Lismoch, you need to connect them, Halakasamach Gula Letzvila, but you're not connecting them. You've got Hashkivenu in the middle there. So obviously, Rabbi Yochanan, you see that being Somach Gula Letzvila ain't that big a deal at night because they put another bracha there. That's a good kasha, right? Right? Da boy Lememar Hashkivenu. You got to put Hashkivenu there. Amri, so we say like this, we put words in the mouth of Yochanan. Kiva de Tiknu Rabbanan, the Hashkivenu. Once the rabbi said, part of the prayer process, the liturgy includes Hashkivenu, includes lay us down, to sleep safely. Kagula Richta Damya, it's just an extension of the Gal Yisrael Bracha. Diloy Temachi, if you want, what? Sorry? It's two brachas. It's two brachas, but it's like it's. So I'll tell you how Rabbeinu Yonah explains. Rabbeinu Yonah says, interesting idea. He says that at night, because he's relating, Rabbi Yochanan is relating to the Gula at night as being real on some level, right? So he's saying just at night that he. This is what he says. That they were nervous. They were nervous that in Egypt, like maybe Shem Yugro Machet, and they're also going to get it from the Malach Hamavas, whatever's going, they see chaos and death around them, maybe they're going to die too. They also prayed, like, let us be safe at night. So Hashkivenu was like that. Like, we're praying that Hashem lay us down safely, and it's to bed, and we don't have problems at night when bad things happen. And so it's like connected back to that Gula, that very Gula of Mitzrayim, it's an extension of that idea that happened there. Okay. Now, the Eloi Temahachi, now says Rabbi Yochanan was saying, if you don't say that when the rabbis put in more words in liturgy, that's considered just an extension of the liturgy, and it's not a hafsaka, not a break, then you have another problem, right? Shachas Heitim and Shachas, you have also a problem. Because Heichi Mati Samach, how do you get Gul and Tefillah next to each other in Shmona Esrei and Shachas? Va, Rabbi Yochanan, this is Rabbi Yochanan himself, by the way, right? Rabbi Yochanan said, B'tchila, when you start Shmona Esrei, what do you say? You say, Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Hashem, open my lips. Right? And that, and by the way, this is irrelevant to our topic here, Ul B'Sof, he said, Hu Omer, Yulah Ratzon Rifi, which we know we say also. That's the point. The point is, he said, you open up Shmona Esrei, also with Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Which our point, by the way, is unusual that it's that Hashem is actually Alav Dalad Nun Yud. This is Rav Yochanan, this is Rav Yochanan's world, like I said to you before. So he's saying that very idea. But the point is, you see, isn't that an interruption? No. Elahasim came with the Tiknu Rabban, and since the rabbis put that in there as part of Shmona Esrei, right? Lamei Mar Hashem Sasav Tiftach. Then it's Ketfila Richta Damya. It's like an extension of Tfila also. So the Hashem Sasav Tiftach isn't an interruption. It's an introduction. It's an introduction to Tfila, and it's part of the Tfila itself. Hachanami. So to here, given the Tiknu Rabban Lamei Mar Hashkivenu. Once the rabbi said, say Hashkivenu, it becomes a part of the Nosach of the Gula, and it's Kula Richta Damya, and it'll be like Gula Richta, and Yitara to the Hafsaka. Now, first of all. Although we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, as I'm sure you know, we say Shmona Esrei after Kriya Shema both morning and night, the dinim are not exactly the same. It's very, very strict to not make any interruption between Gal Yisrael and Hashem Svasai Tiftach in the morning. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The Ramchal is not even a machine. You don't even breathe between the two. The Ramchal explains that the Imam is just like, they have to be totally connected. And no breaks at all. And therefore, for example, if you came late to shul and you're gonna miss Tzilah B'Tzivur, so too bad, you can't like do Shmona Esrei first and go back and do Kriya Shema and the Bracha. No, it has to be Kriya Shema with Gal Yisrael and then into Shmona Esrei. As opposed to the nighttime. The nighttime of Dini is really that although it's ideal and preferable and proper to be Gal Yisrael and then go to Shmoneh Esrei. But let's say, for example, you came late to Minhag, came late to Maariv, and you're not able to do it. The din is you daven Shmoneh Esrei first, and then go back to Kriya Shema on the Brachos. So you see, you won't be so magula tefillah. That's not ideal. You don't have to get there beyond the Olam Haba business. But the point is that that's the din. Similarly, for example, like, you know, announcing, you know, don't forget to say Yalav Yavo. So they clap the Yalav Yavo on the night. Can't do that in the morning. Can't do that in the morning because you can't be mafsik. So halachas aren't exactly the same. No. Well, they just do that, but they don't say in the nighttime they'll say Yalav Yavo as we go in. They don't say Yalav Yavo. They're not allowed. You should not say Yalav Yavo to remind anybody because you can't make any interruption at all in the morning. It's much more kal. In the morning you can't take Yalav Yavo. In the night it's what, you know, the one person says Yalav Yavo to remind everybody because that's not that big a deal. Okay. Okay, the Mishnah Brura brings a Yerushalmi on this point. I'm not going to the next piece because our time is short, but I'll say one nice idea. Mishnah Brura brings it, Tobin Ben Yonah brings it, the Yerushalmi brings it like this. They explain what's the connection between, like, Gaal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei. What's the idea? So it gives a beautiful mashal. It says, it's like if you don't connect Gula Tefillah, if you said Gaal Yisrael, then you wait and say Davin later on. So the mashal is like, you know, a servant comes to the door of the master, knocks, 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 knocks. When the master finally comes to the door, the guy like walks away, like he's left, he's not at the door anymore. The master's finally ready to answer him, and he's not there to submit his request. So it's Yerushalmi Brachos here. So the idea is that the Brachos of Gal Yisrael is being mitzvah, attaching himself to Shem in terms of your recognition of who he is and what he's done for you, and his capacity of being Gal Yisrael and so on, that he redeemed us in the past and do in the future. And that level of praise and attachment to Shem, now, so to speak, like you're on a level that Hashem's ready to answer your tefillahs, so therefore now the right time to ask, because you're in the right frame of mind, the right place, and Hashem, you are like seeing eye to eye, so to speak, through the relationship and who's who in the relationship. If you don't connect them, then you're walking out of like sort of out of the clear blue and making demands of Hashem without, so to speak, seeing him eye to eye, and he's not going to come to the door. Okay, I'll stop there.